SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, the death toll rising in Turkey and Syria after a deadly earthquake. US-China meeting indefinitely postponed in the aftermath of the downing of a Chinese balloon. And in sport, English football team Manchester City facing potential trouble over its finances. Hello, I'm Peggy Giacomelos from the SBS Newsroom. The death toll from the earthquake that struck Turkey and Syria has risen to over 3,500 people. A second major 7.8 quake has struck parts of northern Turkey and Syria, with tremors felt in Lebanon, Cyprus, Egypt and Greece. Rescue operations are still ongoing as people search for survivors under the rubble of collapsed buildings. The earthquake was the biggest quake recorded worldwide by the US Geological Survey since a tremor in the remote South Atlantic in August 2021. A large number of countries have pledged to give assistance, with Spain, Romania, Uzbekistan, the Netherlands and Greece already sending rescue teams and humanitarian efforts being organised in Germany as well. Osman Dulregoroglu is the CEO of Embrace Relief, a US-based charity raising funds for earthquake victims.
Since midnight, I have started to receive the text messages. Of course, in the midnight, nobody knows anything, but everyone that I speak, everyone that I see, they said it's a big area that affected from the earthquake. So almost everyone has someone in that area.
Federal opposition leader Peter Dutton says the government is to blame for today's likely rise in interest rates. It's widely anticipated the Reserve Bank will lift the official interest rate by another 0.25% today, which would put interest rates at their highest level in more than 10 years. The government has been keen to mainly blame global factors for recent interest rate rises, but Mr. Dutton says the government has made cost of living pressures worse on Australians with their decisions on industrial relations and other issues.
What we've seen from Anthony Albanese and the Labor Party in the last 8 months is that every economic decision they have taken has contributed to an upward pressure on interest rates. Yeah. So it means people will always pay more for their mortgages under Labor.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It means that they will pay more for their gas bills. It'll mean that they pay more for their electricity bills.
The United States has confirmed the planned meeting between the Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Chinese counterparts in Beijing has been postponed with no indication of when it could happen again. US State Department spokesman Ned Price confirmed there is no rescheduling in sight.
By taking this irresponsible and ultimately unacceptable act, the PRC in effect undermined the point of what was to have been that face-to-face diplomacy. I suspect there will be opportunities going forward for the secretary to engage in that face-to-face diplomacy. After all, we didn't cancel this meeting, we postponed
it. He confirmed, however, that the two departments have been in touch constantly since Friday. The Ovarian Cancer Research Foundation has dedicated new grants to three research projects at a total value of almost $1.8 million. The foundation says the grants will focus on finding an early detection test for ovarian cancer. Early detection is an important part of modern treatment, as cancer patients almost always have higher chances of survival if the disease is discovered early. In Canberra, Ovarian Cancer Australia has also organised its yearly Till Ribbon parliamentary breakfast this morning, with teal ribbons a symbol of the fight against ovarian cancer. At the event, ovarian cancer CEO Jane Hill underlined the importance of finding ways to detect the cancer earlier.
Ovarian cancer is the deadliest of all female cancers. It has a survival rate of just 49%. It's a difficult disease to detect early. There's no early detection test, and the signs and symptoms are often vague and mimic other conditions. By the time the symptoms do present, most women will be already in a later stage of the disease.
To sport, and English football champions Manchester City could be in big trouble over their financial dealings. The English Premier League has referred the club to an independent commission over more than 100 alleged breaches of financial rules since the club was acquired by the Abu Dhabi-based City Football Group. The alleged breaches stretch from 2009 to 2010 season and to the 2017-2018 season. They're also charged with, amongst other things, failing to cooperate with the Premier League's investigation. In a worst-case scenario, the club could be expelled from the Premier League over the breaches. Manchester City has won the Premier League six times since City Football Group purchased the club. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. That's the latest from the SBS newsroom. And remember to check out our suite of podcasts, including SBS On The Money and SBS News In Depth.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.